This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Choice, and sometimes those choices are limited. So ditch the cloth and frantically look for a KN95 or N95 mask. At least that's what we think the official word is going to be from the CDC. Isn't it interesting, because it was just months and months ago where we thought the sun is shining, we're lifted out of this, and life is much, much better. And then along came Omicron. So it is the buzz in your backyard and mine, and naturally I have to start there. Hey, my name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us on these airwaves, on many of our great affiliates and however else you're receiving us. And inflation, by the way, not to just give you that two punch in the gut, but inflation, I found out today, is absolutely officially the highest in 40 years. I don't know, tell that to the people at my grocery stores, because the shelves are starting to be picked clean. Yes, indeed. All right, the whole debate over masks and what kind of masks that you need to be wearing, the idea is it's a timing thing. So the cloth masks were fine if you're around people for a short amount of time. But the longer you spend time with people, the other masks, the KN95, and like I said, the N95, give you better coverage and protect you, especially for those that aren't vaccinated. And that's really the crux of the whole thing. Different if you're vaxxed and boosted, and then who you're around, and are you outside? We go back to that same thing again. Are you social distancing, or are you crammed in to a small area where you're watching the games, where you're at your favorite watering hole, and people are bumping into each other, dropping drinks, dropping their breath, and dropping their masks? It makes a big difference. But even besides that, what we're seeing with the spread of Omicron is now, once again, the schools are in this quandary, and it's life. I mean, this is the state of our lives now. So if you have children, if you have grandchildren, if you have nieces, nephews, just kids you care about, really what's happened now is a lot of schools, and I live in a big city, the fifth biggest city in the country, and the schools have gone remote because too many teachers, too many administrators are coming down with Omicron, where you have to go through that period of isolating. And then the kids are testing positive, too. So the easiest thing to do for many of the school districts was simply just to head off the controversy, at least temporarily, try to stave this whole thing off and go with remote learning. Now, that's certainly not where you're listening to me. Not every place in the country is saying that, because remember, it's up to the states, it's up to the districts, it depends on private or public schools, but it is starting to happen more and more and more as the options get weighed and as we fight our way through what is this wave of Omicron. But the good news is it is actually looking like it's slowing down. Like our biggest city, New York City, they feel like it's slowed down when they look at the numbers, because it's about the numbers. It's not even about the politics. Just show us the bloody numbers, right? Could numbers be controversy? Well, yes, but I believe what I'm hearing from very good sources about the numbers. So I'll give you an example. So we had the explosion of the Omicron cases from the mid-Atlantic to New England. And I know there's people listening to us there. You know exactly what I'm talking about. But it's starting to slow down. The epidemiologists are saying that. And they're saying, hey, cautious optimism. A turning point could be near. Right? The rates of tests returning positive and cases increasing are slowing down, which is great because, again, that's that glimmer of hope. That's what, let's get through the tunnel. Let's see what's happening. Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, my cousin is a nurse there. They've seen the rates of teachers testing positive during asymptomatically during these weekly screenings plunged from 25% in the week between Christmas and New Year's to 2%. So while it had been up, from 25 to 2 is excellent. And the forecast looks really, really good. So I love what I heard, this quote from Tom Frieden, who's a former Centers for Disease Control Prevention director, who said, he summed it up the best. He said, Omicron is more like a flash flood than a wave. So it goes enormously high, big levels, really quickly. And then, based on what's happening in other parts of the world, it comes down rapidly. And, of course, there's fewer deaths, fewer hospitalizations, and less economic disruptions, it looks like, with this trajectory. So there, my friends, is the good news in this whole thing, right? Because we're weary, we're sick of it, we're frustrated, we're exhausted. I mean, throw any adjective you want to throw into the pile, and I'll mix it in with mine. And it's just one big, giant bowl of soup of we're tired of this. We are. But what we're faced with is the game that we're in. So this idea of these waves and these gaps and where it's plunging is excellent. It doesn't mean you can completely let your guard down, right? Because this is what happens. Whatever you think of what has happened in the last 2.5 years, your life has definitely been affected by that. I think all of us agree about that. It has been. Whether you wanted it to be affected or not, whether you disagree with some of what's happened and how things have been handled, you still have been impacted in some way. If you have school children, of course, you were impacted there. Economically, what's happening with your work? Are you working remotely? Have you been working remotely? This has affected so many people in so many walks of life. And this is why we're seeing the great resignation, where especially in the restaurant business and the hospitality business, tired of being on the front lines, taking the abuse, frankly, some of the crap that they have to take from customers and clients and people who are frustrated and tired of waiting and have no patience. And they're making minimum wage or a little above minimum wage. They've decided to say, yeah, you can take this job. And so I think those numbers are going to continue to rise. Absolutely, they're going to continue to rise because people are finding another way. And that's really what it's about. It's finding your way. We're still trying to find our way, however you decide that you are going to get through this. So the White House, as we've been waiting about what's happening with these tests, the White House has announced they're going to send schools, or they vowed anyway, to send schools 10 million free virus tests a month. Because what has definitely crippled the economy is the issue of kids in school because of daycare expense. What do parents do? What if they're trying to work? And of course they are. And how do you handle all of that? So the idea is the economy gets worse when kids aren't in school. So the White House knows they have to do something, and they say they're going to do this. They're going to try to help keep classes in person at a time when virtually some schools are shut down and it's all about virtual learning, and others, they're in school and then they're out of school. So how do they keep fully functioning schools? Testing, testing, testing is a big part of the answer. More on that and those sick inflation numbers next.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today. Yeah, remember those days when you could go to the club and you just bounced in and out? And sometimes it was, whoa, way too jammed. I miss those days. I miss live music. Although it's coming back. I'm getting a lot of hits on concerts. And I think the optimism is starting to really tick up based on some of what I just told you about Omicron. Fingers crossed. Let's just keep going in this direction because it is definitely right now disrupting essential services. And one of them is what I said, the school. So now the test kit's important. Test, so that more kids are back in school because there is a definite trickle all the way around catch that happens when kids can't get in school because it affects people who obviously work. It affects the kids. It affects the testing processes. It affects monies that districts get. There's so much that the pandemic has caused as far as school districts and how hard it is to process what is happening to these kids, too, which I think is the more essential thing. I can't even imagine, I'm thinking of when I went to school, I can't even imagine if it was called off indefinitely for a year, for 6 months, for a month here, for trying to take all the tests that we had to take, trying to deal with the homework and figure that all out, sitting there in your house and pretending it's school, I think it makes it really hard to do. And then some people say, well, boo-hoo-hoo, it affects us all, whether you have kids or not. I mean, with all the calling out sick that happens, I mean, look, what we keep hearing is most people are going to get COVID, right? I had a conversation with somebody who works closely with some of the best epidemiologists in the country, And one of them's out of UCLA, and this person is in Los Angeles. This was just yesterday. And we were talking about this. I was getting more information. And we were talking about cases and this whole idea of, you know, most people are going to get it, so you might as well just get it. And this epidemiologist said, no, you still don't want to get this because there's so much we don't know about it, right? There's so much we don't know that can happen to your lungs. We don't know the damage. You know, this is such brand new territory, even with super bright scientists, epidemiologists, doctors, other people working in this field and dealing with it and in the lab looking at the variants and looking at Omicron and looking at Delta and what happened and breaking it down. There still are the unknown effects of what happens in the future, right? So what does that mean if you get it? So the whole idea of, gee, thanks for serving that up, we're all going to get COVID, or most of us will get COVID. No, thank you. Do you want COVID? I don't think so, right? I mean, this is, it's so crazy that in California, they've told COVID-positive medical workers to stay on the job. So how does that make sense, Gavin Newsom? I don't get it. How does the governor of California sign off on this? Okay, hospitals are reeling. We need you working. So, yeah, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. So you're sick. So you're testing positive. Just stay on the job. Even though we're telling first it had to be a 10-day isolation period. Then we went to 5 days. Then we went to you have to have the KN95, N95 masks, which, of course, medically they do. That's where they have them. Because of the waits in the emergency rooms, because there's no one to answer the phones, because there's no one to do anything, including take out the trash, and more patients are coming every day, what the way this is playing out in Southern California is with the shortage of doctors and nurses and healthcare workers, the state is trying to address the staffing shortage through a sweeping policy change that allows asymptomatic healthcare workers who have tested positive for the coronavirus to return to work immediately. And this policy is going to remain in place through February 1st so that healthcare workers can stay on the job when hospitals are expecting more people to come in. I mean, how unorthodox is that? Is this the necessary solution that they have to do to this crazy problem, right? I think it's not only ill-advised and stupid, I think it's potentially dangerous. I mean, yes, the situation is hopeless. What do you do? When I can't imagine, I live in Riverside. We have people listening to us on KCAA, all in the Inland Empire, and you're getting hit terribly hard with this. So you want to go to Riverside Community Hospital and what's going to happen? How long are you going to have to wait? A long time. But is it ridiculous to have somebody take care of you or a group of healthcare workers that have COVID? But what happens when you have 300 nurses? And that's right, 300 nurses on Monday and other staff members at the hospital out sick because of COVID-19. So now you're someone who, let's say, doesn't have this. How many shifts can you pull? How many people can you help? How much can one nurse do? Two nurses, three, ten? They're taking on way too many patients, and is that safe? But these are the cards we've been dealt. So you have the California Department of Public Health saying, well, you know, hospitals are reaching capacity. So we made this decision because of staffing shortages. We can't provide essential care. So we have to do this. We have exhausted all other options. We feel like that. So we've got to do that. But, oh, hey, the workers always have to wear N95 masks. Wow. I mean, it's so irresponsible, and it jeopardizes everyone's health. Really? Right? Given what we know about the transmissibility of the new variant. So you're putting patients and healthcare workers at more unnecessary risks. Is it the lesser of two evils? It's insanity. It is. And I get it when you say that, well, what do we do? I mean, there aren't any workers here. But isn't it hypocritical right? You're asking coronavirus positive staffers to report to duty right away, no matter what, even though you've instituted a vaccine mandate. How does that make sense? So we have a vaccine mandate that actually cost some people their jobs because they didn't want to get the vaccine. But now we're saying, if you have coronavirus, you got to show up. So don't even call us anymore and say you have it. We want you to come in, right? So, I mean, look, and this is how bad it is. You have, think of what a hospital needs to operate. You have housekeepers, you have environmental service workers, you have delivery workers, lab workers who process COVID-19 tests. They're out sick. They're out sick. I mean, okay, it's the new reality. And by the way, the workers' own lives, again, are in jeopardy. Their families' lives, all of them. It's like it's just like they're being traumatized as well in the middle of all of this. So no wonder why. Oh, the CDC. Well, first is 10 days, but now we got to make it 5 days. Oh, and in California, you just, if you're in the hospital business, I don't care if you're taking out the trash and changing the sheets. You know, I don't care if you're cleaning the operating rooms. We have to have you there. People have to be there. So no matter what, we're going to roll the dice. We'll take you. Even if you're not good, we'll take it. Anything, because we need to have living, breathing human beings in place to help people coming in. Yikes. That's scary. It's ridiculous. All right, also ridiculous, and I got to throw this in here before we go to the mailbag coming up next, is inflation. Inflation jumped at its fastest pace in 40 years last month. Remember, 7% spike from a year earlier, increasing household expenses, eating into whatever wage gain you might have, and putting pressure on all kinds of people. And it is the biggest threat to the economy. So cars, gas, food, furniture, through the roof in so many cases, right? Supply chains, I know you hate this. I hate this. Squeezed, it's truth. It's what it is, right? And part of that is, again, workers, raw materials, price pressure. The Labor Department said today that a measure of inflation that excludes volatility with food and gas prices jumped 5.5% in December, highest in decades. Ay, 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 ay. There's got to be a better way. Mailbag, your thoughts next.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. Army is offering a maximum enlistment bonus of $50,000 to highly skilled recruits who sign up for 6 years. The service is struggling to attract soldiers into certain critical jobs amid the vaccine mandates. The head of Army Recruiting Command told the Associated Press that shuttered schools and the competitive job market over the past year have also posed significant challenges for recruiters. A 15-year-old Michigan teen charged in a November 30th killing spree at Oxford High School in Michigan had another not guilty plea entered on his behalf during a court hearing Wednesday. Ethan Crumbly appeared for his circuit court arraignment virtually after being bound over for trial last week on terrorism and murder charges in connection with that mass shooting that killed four students and injured seven. He'll be back in court January 19th. This is USA Radio News. A massive asteroid is passing by the Earth.
A skyscraper-sized asteroid will make its closest pass by Earth next week, according to NASA. It will pass within 1.2 million miles of Earth at more than 43,000 miles per hour. This is the closest asteroid, which is more than twice the height of the Empire State Building, will come to Earth over the next 200 years. It'll be close enough to observe with a small telescope, according to the website Earth Sky. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The late Senator Harry Reid is being remembered at the U.S. Capitol. Reid died last month at the age of 82. President Joe Biden paid silent tribute as Reid lay in state at the Capitol Rotunda. Reid served five terms in the Senate and rose to be majority leader. And singer Ronnie Spector, the lead singer of the Ronettes, has died. She was 78. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Let's talk about the mail.
I just love listening to that stampede. Yeah. So, once again, it is like a stampede. I love it. Remember, k2kdelaneyradio.com. It's so simple. Just send me your thoughts. I am just astounded by how many of you do that. I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. Not to sound like a broken record or someone who's done this for a long time. It's been 15 years for the show. That's what I'm celebrating. That's crazy. Time flies, doesn't it? So, anyway, this is the most virtual mail that I've ever gotten. And I think you listen at different times. You listen on these great affiliates, and then sometimes you think about something, and you think about it the next day, and you send me your thoughts, send me those emails. So I got this one from Gregory, listening to us in Tallahassee on 1300 AM. That would be WTLS. We thank them for carrying the show. Been on that one for a long time. And he says, "Ah, Kate, I got to tell you, I was really pulling for Alabama, but the dogs did it. And when you think about all that history, and the last time they won was with Herschel Walker, how many years ago, 40 years ago, you got to give it to them. And you got to give it to a quarterback who wasn't as high profile and a team that certainly was known to college football fans, and not taking anything away from them. But I think you said it on the show, it's hard to go against Nick Saban, but they did it. So
We'll get him next time around as I am Roll Tide all the way. Yeah, it's so funny that you say that. Because, yeah, of course, maybe I doomed them. My pick was that it would be his squeaker and Alabama would win it. And that is not what happened at all. It was all about Georgia. And trust me, lots of other people emailed me to tell me I was wrong in my prediction about Alabama and what was going to happen. It was not that it was all about Georgia. And they beat them 33-18. I mean, look, they put up 20 in the fourth. 20. It's just crazy. So they avenged, basically, a big loss to Alabama, and they won their first title since 1980. So, yeah, that's all I can say about that. It's a tremendous job on the part of the Georgia Bulldogs, and Alabama will always be, I think, in the thick of things, at least in the foreseeable future, because I do believe Nick Saban always finds a way to get some of the best recruits and pull the strings in the right direction, and he does that even if he has a young team or a team that has kids on it that have been there for a year or two extra. Let's just put it that way. All right, moving on to this one from Mad Max. And Mad Max, I think there's like a couple Mad Maxes, because I don't remember a Mad Max in Tucson. But he says, hey, it's Mad Max listening to you on KVOI 10:30 a.m. in Tucson, Arizona. You keep talking about coming to Arizona. You got to stop talking about it. You got to get here soon. Arizona is the promised land. We got some good people here, and I think you know that because you've mentioned different places that you've spent time in, including Tucson, in our great state. I could say something about the state of the politics of Arizona, but I'm not even going to go in that direction. Instead, I wonder what you make of what's happening with this January 6th committee, who are trying to decide what to do when the people that they're subpoenaing to testify refuse to comply, basically, with their investigation. Yeah, it's not so much, they're not subpoenaed, but they're asked, which, yeah, maybe there's no subpoena in that one, but yes, I get your point. What do you do when they don't comply? And I guess you're probably talking about McCarthy saying, yeah, I'm not cooperating with them. The House Minority Leader, that they asked him, would you voluntarily provide information, including details about your communications with the former president? And no. But then you have Dick Cheney weighing in. Dick Cheney, who said, not Dick Cheney, Liz Cheney. You have Liz Cheney weighing in. Yeah, there's a big difference. Dick Cheney, he's in the background. Liz Cheney. You have Liz Cheney, who is the vice chairwoman of the House Select Committee, and a lot of Republicans are not sitting with her in the lunchroom, if you know what I mean, who is part of the committee, who's saying she didn't rule out the possibility of, that's why you're getting that, of subpoenaing Kevin McCarthy for information the panel wants. Because he's the House's, of course, top Republican, and she says that they're trying to cover things up, that he's trying to cover things up. So as the representative, he should do that, But he's saying he won't cooperate with the request. He's saying, and basically what he's saying, as the leader of the minority party, it is neither, this was the statement, it is with neither regret nor satisfaction that I have concluded to not participate with this select committee's abuse of power that stains this institution today, and I will harm it going forward. That's what he's saying. He doesn't want to be a part of that. He doesn't want to do that. Because he's saying, this is not a legitimate investigation, because he says, and he said this in the beginning, that the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, rejected some of his picks to serve on the panel and claimed that it's not serving any legislative purpose, so that it's the deck is stacked, so to speak, in the wrong direction. And Cheney, same party, accused, like I said, nobody's sitting with her, or very few, Democrats are, but very few Republicans in the lunchroom. Cheney accused McCarthy of attempting to hide the truth. And the world spins on and on and on. So, yeah, I don't know. He may get subpoenaed. We'll see. All right. Thanks for that one. Okay. We move to this one from Nick. And Nick, says, hi, Kate. I was thinking of taking a cruise. I have a big anniversary coming up big for us. It's 10 years. I have a big anniversary coming up with my wife, but now I'm looking at what's happening with the cruise lines. I've heard that they don't have to follow what the CDC is saying, so they can modify or do what they want to do. But would you feel like it's safe to take a cruise right now? Okay, so unfortunately, I don't know what you mean by right now. If you're booking a cruise, are you booking it for the spring or the summer versus, yeah, I'm leaving next week? And I have friends that are into cruising, and they just, like 6 weeks ago, came back from a cruise, and it was fine. They had no problems, none of the COVID issues. Everybody was good about everything, and woohoo, they had a great time sending me pictures. Said it was wonderful. They were in the Caribbean. But then it's that timing thing, right, with Omicron and, you know, whatever. So I guess what's happening is it's now voluntary, the whole risk mitigation thing of what the cruise ships want to do. So they have recommendations from the CDC, but they can decide what it is. And you just have to monitor the cruise ships for COVID. There's a way to do that. There's a list that they have, right? As to what, where are they operating out of, and I would base it on that. But my gut is that if you're talking about taking a cruise late in the spring, it's probably fine. But would I take a cruise next week? I don't think I'd feel great about taking a cruise next week, because you could have a lot of these cases pop up, so you'd be in the middle of that. And then what does that mean? Where is the boat sailing to? And will they let you dock when there's some crazy headline that says, oh, 3,000 people have tested positive for COVID and they're isolating in their rooms? Well, that's not going to work. So that negates the whole thing. So be safe rather than sorry. And I think safer would be weeks down the line, like waiting till the springtime. But I know, listen, they have great return policies, meaning you can get money back, or if you book a future cruise, or, you know, whatever it might be. So that, to me, that's the way to go. Let's squeeze in some more. All right, this is from Joe. Joe has been a long-time listener. Joe says, hi, Kate. You know, I want to kind of jump around for a second. I know you do the man cave thing, and I try to listen whenever I can. Sometimes I laugh out loud at what you say in the man cave. But when you look at the weekend and you look at the games, what games do you think are going to be the best in wild card for the wild card weekend? Well, that's a tough question. Well, the first one, I love Joe Burrow from Cincinnati Bengals, right, the quarterback. And the Raiders are like the heart attack kids. How do they keep doing what they do? That overtime game was incredible with the Chargers. I think it was one of the best games I've ever seen. I like that game. That's an afternoon game on Saturday. And so, to me, that's probably the better one on Saturday. The Patriots and the Bills play at night. What's interesting is you have on Sunday the Eagles playing the Buccaneers. You would think the Buccaneers would own the Eagles, and you know, basically defeather them, and that's a 1 o'clock kick Eastern. But I don't know. And then the afternoon game is the 49ers and the Cowboys. And the Cowboys, in some places, are still America's team. I like the Cowboys' chances, but I like the history of all of that. So that's bound to be a really super good game. And who knows what happens on Monday with the Cardinals and the Rams? Because what Cardinals are going to show up against the Rams? And the Rams are only favored by 4. I mean, the biggest spread of the whole weekend is the Chiefs, a 12.5-point favorite over the Steelers, which is the night game, the Sunday night game on NBC. So my vote is for the first one out of the gate, Raiders and the Bengals. Cincinnati's favored by 5.5 points. All right, thanks to all of you who sent me your thoughts on You Can See Anything, whether it's politics, sports, or anything else. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good. We can't end this hour on these sour themes of Omicron is killing us, and they're telling the people in Los Angeles, just show up for work, even if you work in the hospital, just show up, even if you tested positive, because we got to have people in here. That's what's got to happen. We just got to do it. So it was Mary Poppins who said, what was the song? A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. It turns out that olive oil, you got to love this. I love this study. I'm serious. I think all of you should just go get some olive oil, because this study has shown that olive oil They say it lowers your risk of death from cancer, heart disease, and dementia. And I mean, how many of us already feel like we have foggy brain right now? So all you have to do is cook up those eggs, cook up that meat, cook up some of that other stuff with a bunch of olive oil, throw it into the salads, whatever. And this was research from the American College of Cardiology, and it found that the people who consume more than 7 grams or half a teaspoon each day were less likely to die from any kind of heart problems, cancer, the mind stuff, the dementia, respiratory illnesses,
the long-term studies show that replacing about 10 grams of mayonnaise, that kind of stuff with olive oil, same thing, also lowered your risk of death. I'll take that. Let's take that one to the bank, right? Why not? And, of course, olive oil consumption has gone up. There's all these food shows, and they always cook, half of them cook with olive oil, and people talk about olive oil. So researchers analyzed about 92,000 men, women, big number, and they found that they started the study in 1990, and with all the follow-up, 28-plus years, they assessed what happened with these questionnaires every 4 years. That, hey, the participants played along, and what were they consuming? And with that, olive oil made a huge difference. I mean, just even food, bread, using it for baking or frying or whatever it is, it really, really worked. So, I mean, it was a while ago that I replaced whatever else I was using with olive oil, which I like the taste of it anyway. But when you're talking about frying up a bunch of stuff, meaning frying up some eggs in the pan, like I said, or whatever it is, it tastes good. I mean, it's not like it's difficult to do. We're not even talking about, oh, this is such a difficult thing to do. So I'm willing to up that ante. I don't know about you. I'm totally willing to up that ante. All right, speaking of upping the ante, how about Army upping the bonuses to 50,000 because of the COVID toll? So for the first time, the maximum enlistment bonus of 50,000, this is to highly skilled recruits who join for 6 years, because the struggle is real. The struggle is real. Over the weekend, I went, it was so fun. Oh, I went kayaking. I went kayaking in San Antonio. So if you don't know San Antonio, whatever search engine, if you look it up, it's gorgeous. They have this river walk and a little river that goes right through the city and this river walk. And on the one end of it, I kayaked with the hubs, and there was a guide, and there was this great young woman from Cincinnati, and she was there, didn't know anyone. She was there because she was doing some training in San Antonio, and then she was going to go to Fort Bliss in El Paso and start her Army service. And she said, if I really like the Army, I'm going to stay in. If I really like the culture of what I'm doing and everything on the nursing side, and I'm going to stay in and take advantage of that. And she was telling me about other young women that she knew that were doing the same thing, that they were excited. They were excited to be part of the Army, and they'd gotten through school, and they were now at that point where they were serving their years, and there was a lot of optimism. So it's interesting, because she would be in that group where they're looking for people to really join up for 6 years. They're heading into really tough months of the year for recruiting. The Army is hoping that cash and some other changes will entice qualified young people to sign up. And, you know, look, what they're saying is the head of Army recruiting, Major General Kevin Vereen, is saying, we're still living the implications of 2020 and the onset of COVID when the school system shut down. So they lost a class of young men and women that didn't have contact. They didn't have contact with them face to face. 2 years of the pandemic has made it difficult to recruit in schools and at public events. And the competition for qualified workers, of course, is pretty intense, because their young people can weigh their options. There are a lot of different options out there. And he's saying that what's happening is they're taking gap years. They're making decisions that don't necessarily work right for them right now. So the annual recruiting goal fluctuates. But just to tell you the number, they're trying to lessen the pressure on recruiting to help keep the Army at full strength. And we know what the Army's full strength is. This is fascinating. It's less than 500,000, 485,000. Last year's recruiting goal was 57,500. And they said it's going to be the same for this year. So it's what I said in the beginning. 6 years, give us 6 years, we're going to give you the 50 grand bonus, right? But here's the thing. It's not that everybody, they're not handing it to everybody. It's if you're on that high side. It's high standards. So not everyone's going to qualify for the top bonus. Some of them will get like $5,000 or whatever it might be. And I think it would be really tough to be a recruiter right now. You think of recruitings, recruiting stations, and what happens when they go to these sites at colleges and whatnot. And it would be easier to entice younger people when you had more options. But because so many things have been closed off, that's difficult, right? So that certainly could be crippling for the military. We've heard that about other branches of the military, too, as well, that this has been awful. And as far as recruiting, it's been just absolutely terrible. So the good news is if they're super qualified and want it, it's there. And I think it'll attract some for sure. But as long as they qualify, et cetera, it'll be interesting to see what the numbers are overall as far as recruiting goes, right? What's the overall number? When it comes to cannabis compounds, I just read a fascinating thing. We go from the Army and recruiting, that's how the show rolls, to cannabis compounds. They're saying that one, and I just read this story, and it was in Fortune magazine, right? And it was in Bloomberg, too. Cannabis compounds prevented the virus that causes COVID-19 from penetrating healthy human cells. This is just according to a laboratory study published in the Journal of Nature Products, right? So what they said is that the two compounds commonly found in hemp, which is CBGA or CBDA, were identified during a chemical screening effort as having potential. Here's the key thing. Potential. I'm not saying it's curing it. Oh, go out and get this. It's saying it has potential to combat coronavirus. This is researchers from Oregon State. And in the study, they bound to spike proteins found on the virus and blocked a step the pathogen uses to infect people, and they tested the compound's effect against alpha and beta variants of the virus in a lab. Now, here's the key thing. The study didn't involve giving supplements to people, because that would make a difference, right? Or comparing infection rates in those who use the compounds to those who don't. Well, that would be a big deal. And so that's the other part of this, right? And I just think it's interesting because people are looking for these answers. So again, potential is your key word, and to also realize, don't walk away from here and say, Kate Delaney said this is what you said. No, this was from Fortune. This was some research that was done in a lab, Oregon State, and just potential is the key word, and you got to look at the fact that you don't have comparisons here. So that means nobody got supplements. People didn't get supplements. They didn't compare infection rates. And I think that's the missing key to those who use the compounds to those who didn't. But it sure is interesting, isn't it? On that note, we're going to skedaddle. Thanks for listening. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.